This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm a fan. And everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way.
I kind of miss Donald Trump. He was a little teddy bear to me.
I've had more 2 a.m. phone calls than everybody here put together.
If you guys say ask one more mean question, I may have to leave the stage.
If what Bill Clinton did with a 22-year-old, 21-year-old intern in their office, they would be fired. They would never be hired again.
We are not going to round up and deport 12 million people, but we're not going to go around handing out citizenship cards either.
I'm kind of confused because he was the sponsor of the Gang of Eight bill that did require a bunch of thresholds, but it ultimately allowed for citizenship.
I feel like I need a Washington to English dictionary converter. All right, stop the Washington Bull and let's get things done.
Hey, how about that, huh? Let's get things done. I loved his line. We need a Washington converter, don't we? I mean, it's kind of like, what language are they talking sometimes, right?
Yeah, I think that's what most of the American people think nowadays, don't you?
Well, you know, I do. And today, of course, one of the highlights of today is it's Thomas Paine Day. You imagine, you know, he, of course, one of our founders and an activist and, you know, yeah. Of course, you know, his pamphlet on common sense. It makes you wonder what Thomas Paine would be doing today in the 21st century America.
Or Washington or Franklin or any of, you know, Jefferson, any of those founding fathers. I think they're probably rolling over in their graves about now.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like we need the ghost of, of America's past to come in here and kind of rattle the cages to say, guys, how far off the mark do you want to get here?
Or they're saying, this is what we warned you about. This is why everything that we set up, this is what we were trying to avoid.
Right. And there was a reason for the Constitution set up in the way which is, you know, was set up that there would be due process. And little did they know that in the 21st century, we'd be dealing with microwave ovens yelling, hurry up. You know, it's just everything's fast enough, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I had a conversation with a friend on that recently, and this Democrat friend of mine was saying, well, the problem with things is that, you know, nothing ever gets accomplished. They talk about these things, and it never gets done. And I said, well, you know, that's kind of the way the process was set up to be. You know, the point was that things wouldn't get rushed through, and that's why these executive orders and everything are so bad, because it completely skips that process that was supposed to be involved, you know.
And that's an irresponsible and dangerous statement to say nothing happens.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
Come on, stop and think about what America has gone through historically.
Right.
The things we do day to day. If things didn't, I mean, things have happened in a due process sort of way. And whenever we've rushed things, whether it's Roe v. Wade, whether, you know, it had to do with civil rights, all these things tried to be rushed through. We try to hammer them in. And you say, okay, look at the way England took care of the slavery issue versus the way America did. England didn't have to go to a civil war and kill hundreds of thousands of people, but yet America, because we wanted to force the issue and just tell people that, you know, the heavy hand of government was going to come upon them, you know, we get this civil war that, you know, even today that we still deal with the ramifications of the civil rights issue.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And then for them to say, well, you know, we can't get anything done. I understand if you're impatient, you think that. But as you say, you know, Scott and Shane, is that, you know, there's due process for a reason. And when our founding fathers looked at the empires before us, they saw what got them in trouble was when they got, you know, they got moving too fast for their own good. and government became too large. So they said, hey, we're going to constrain government. We're going to do the best we can to do this and give you a good outline. And then who was to think we'd have presidents who come in with, you know, these dictates that come down by executive order and destroy those boundaries? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Let us know your thoughts.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day as we gnaw on these issues that are so important that we need to address if we're going to get this country back on track, right? Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Melissa Henson is with us right now. She's the Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents Television Council. Melissa, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I want to talk to you particularly about some of these new TV shows that are coming on. You know, ABC promises violent, sex-drenched Bible series. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, is this what it's come down to?
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems that they learned a lesson from the success of the Mark Burnett and Roma Downey produced Bible miniseries that aired several years ago on, I think it was on the History Channel, but they learned the wrong lesson.
Right. Yeah, so now we got to put a secular perspective, you know, not like a good little Bible showing with some sex and violence, right?
Well, yeah. And you know, of course, those elements, those themes may have been present in some of the stories that they're telling, but I think they're probably going to be missing out on the moral dimension of those stories or the consequences of the immoral behavior that, you know, that quite often led the Israeli or the, you know, the people of Israel into significant trouble.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, and it's what gets us into trouble. I mean, you know, our culture glamorizes these issue of violence and sex, and here we are, you know, families, you know, upended, marriages upended, the definition of marriage upended, on. And, you know, who asked the big question? Who's got the big megaphone, you know, to be able to say, guys, how's this working for you?
Right, right. Yeah, and that's so true. You know, you look at great writers like C.S. Lewis, and they understood the importance of storytelling. And there's some violence in some of those stories, but it's with the context that helps to put a sort of a moral framework around violence. And so it's not that those content issues are problematic in and of themselves. It's the moral context they put around those scenes, and that's what's so often missing from these TV shows. So they get all the sex, they get all the violence, but it's absolutely missing any kind of moral context.
Well, to me, it's a lack of creativity, Melissa. You know, when you rely on technology, it's kind of like musicians understand this. They love reverb. They love all this distorted sound because it hides their inability and their flaws in doing scales. And so that's what happens, you know, when you get all this technology that comes in. I think I just had Scott. I think Scott's a musician. He's probably, you know, I may have just sent him over the edge here. But, you know, this has been my experience, you know, with these things is that, you know, technology becomes the point as opposed to the message. Technology is there to embrace and help deliver the point. And if you can do that and complement it in ways that is being done very effectively with some of these movies and TV shows, but in other cases when, you know, they panic. It's kind of like a comedian. A comedian gets on stage, and you can always tell when they panic. When they panic, next thing you know, the language comes out. You go, why?
Yeah.
You know,
right,
Red
right.
Skeleton, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I never heard Red Skeleton. I didn't hear, you know, Bob Hope, you know, bust out in panic and some of these guys that were, you know, just classic comedians. But today it's like, it's just part of the routine. You're going to go and you're going to get blasted with all this language.
Right, right. You're right. And quite often it does reflect a deficiency in the writing talent of the people behind these shows and a lack of creativity as well.
Exactly. Well, the other show that is coming up on the horizon here is Grease Live. And this is Fox now. And you're saying this show isn't for families.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that there have been, there's a whole bunch of, well, in addition to the one that we just discussed, you know, that there's Lucifer that's now on Fox, there's Angel from Hell on CBS, and so, you know, the fact that they're sort of toying with these ideas of demons and angels and so forth, but again, sort of missing the entire point. Angel from Hell is gross, it's vulgar, it's rude. And not only that, it's not very funny.
Yeah.
You look at Lucifer and...
Because hell's not funny, Melissa. People need to understand that. It's not funny.
Well, it's not. Not even entertaining. Yeah. So they're playing around with these ideas, but in a way that really I think is going to turn off viewers. I don't know who the target audience is for these shows, but I think they're really missing the mark on a lot of these, and they're going to wind up driving away viewers rather than attracting them.
Well, in the free market system as it is, you know, life can only, you know, go so far if you're not having an audience. And so that's what I look to see, okay, is the audience growing? Is it going by the wayside? How many other shows like this? But, you know, they keep on trying. They keep putting a lot of money into this, and you're going, why not invest that money in something of quality that could have some positive transformational impact on our culture?
Right, right. And especially, you know, in the case of Grease Live, it's easy to see why they're doing that because of the success that NBC had with Sound of Music Live and The Wiz Live. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that Grease has never been really a family-friendly musical, ever. I mean, from the day it debuted on Broadway, you know, there are references to teen sex, there are references to, you know, unplanned pregnancy, there's the song Grease Lightning has all kinds of vulgarity in it. So it was never a family-friendly musical. And I know that they're doing this in order to try to, you know, get some of the audience that NBC had with the Sound of Music Live, but Grease is not the Sound of Music. And it's
exactly
not something I think that families can unite behind.
Yeah, I don't know how you put it. That's a round peg in a square hole trying to put, you know, Grease and the Sound of Music together. I don't think Rodgers and Hammerstein would look at the hills there in Austria and say they're alive with Grease Lightning. I don't know how you come up with that lyric, just saying. The other thing is happening, we got about 2 minutes, a little less than 2 minutes left here, Melissa. I want to be able to talk about people cutting their cable cords.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a growing trend, and I think it's, you know, it's interesting because in response to the fact that so many people are cutting their cable cords because cable prices are too high, the cable industry's response is to jack up cable rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get back some of the money that they lost from the cable subscribers they lost, and of course, mm-hmm. the response to higher cable rates is going to be even more people cutting their cords, so I think they're riding their own demise here.
Well, I love accountants, and that's an accountant's answer. You know, they're not listening. You know, I mean, really, with all due respect, I'm a marketing guy, and I always say the dynamic tension between marketing people and accountants is always fun. And I've insisted companies never have grown out of accounting. They always grow out of marketing. It's the ideas that thrust them forward. They adjust to the marketplace. Accountants are there. You need them. I love them. But in their proper scenario here. But, yeah, their idea is, hey, we'll just raise rates and, you know, but let's not do anything about the formula and what they're they're doing to turn people away. I mean, if you got a good product, they're going to come. And, they were regulated into existence, but now what's happening is the free market is spitting them out.
Yeah, that's right, because there are so many options now for people who do cut the cord. You can get your programming over the top through Hulu, through Netflix, through Amazon Prime. A lot of the cable channels now are offering their own, you can get HBO as a one-off over your Apple TV box. So there are a lot of options for consumers now, and it's hard to justify spending $100 plus a month on cable.
Exactly. Well, Melissa Henson, Director of Grassroots Education Activism for the Parents TV Council. Thank you, Melissa.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, those little vermin. Sometimes you have to go get them, you know. That's all you have to. Just keep chasing them down. Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. We come at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time and around the world via shortwave. So always good to have you along with us, participating in the conversation because, hey, look, if we're going to get this country back on track, it is a matter of all hands on deck. 7 out of 10 of us, we're frustrated. We're seeing this country, we should be doing so much better. We're not. And a lot of this that we're realizing is that it's the people we elected into office. They're supposed to serve us. And it's the other way around. They're thinking, hey, guys, they're thinking, it's about them. It's top down as opposed to bottom up. What's going on here? Who missed the memo here?
Yeah, well, like you say, it's, how did this happen? We obviously the people that we have put in charge are not the people that are representing us, or at least the way they should be. You know, so is that? Is it the mainstream media? Is it the powers that be, as some like to say, the people with money? Is it how is it that the ruling class, I guess, has gotten so out of touch with mainstream America? You know,
well, mainstream America has gotten out of touch with the elites. You know, through apathy.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been brain bruised from all the stuff that's going on. I mean, it's like, oh, come on, and I understand people being worn out. And here we are. We've been in this current election cycle now for over a year. And to think back, I was looking back historically, presidential campaigns used to last for a couple months.
Right.
Not anymore.
That's part of the big problem, I think, is people just get so fatigued from this, the whole thing. You know, I think people need a little bit of a break every once in a while from it.
Well, on top of that, because of the information age we're in, and I believe that there is this earnestness to find out what the truth is as best we can, and we're bogged down at every step, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's Iran, whether, there's executive orders, whether it's immigration. I mean, it goes on and on to where people go, and I think this is the playbook for progressives, is they want to wear...
Mm-hmm.
They want to wear the constituency out so much that they finally throw their hands up and say, I'm tired of hearing about Obamacare. You guys take care of it. And then we have single payer health care. We move more and more into a European style of form of government, which, I find a bit ironic, as the Europeans are trying to move toward an American experiment form of government, and we want to abandon that and embrace what they've been doing and to say it doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like, how do you connect the dots to get you to that point to say, let's abandon the great American experiment, a country that is, has a GDP of over $19 trillion. We're still the number one country on the planet. Mm-hmm. And this is with our hands tied. You know, we've been government regulated to the point that we are not free. We're really not liberal to be. That's why I'm saying, I've been insisting that we have this pent up productive potential just waiting and, to be unleashed. But, this is why it's all hands on deck. It starts from the bottom. We the people, 3 most powerful words in the Constitution. But if we do not exercise that right and responsibility, then you have what we have today in 21st century America.
Well, and Bill, let me ask you your opinion on this here, because...
I don't have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Sure. Bill doesn't have an opinion. No.
Don't pretend.
No, honestly though, looking at this whole political landscape and how the news media has to be on this 24/7 for about a year and a half before the actual elections, a show like ours, wouldn't it be so nice to be able to actually cover the topics that we should be talking about on a day-to-day basis that maybe get covered up by this sort of thing? I don't know. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I think some of it gets lost. The substance gets lost. It's like this whole situation with the Fox deal. I mean, we're worried about, Megyn Kelly trying to make her the big story and everything, and we're missing out on the opportunity to hear the form and substance of, qualified candidates. I mean, they're out there. Right. They want to provide their services. This is a job search. by America for the president of the United States. I mean, we are interviewing, you know, these presidents. And meanwhile, you've got, you know, the mainstream media more concerned about, you know, their specific interest, and they're worried about, you know, some individual word that somebody may have inappropriately said, or the wrong food they're eating, or whatever. And it's going, well, what does that have to do with getting our country back on track? So, yeah, to your point, I think we're just, you know, a little bit on overkill. And here with us right now, I understand Coach Kevin Collins. We brought him on early because we're going to have David Drucker on with us from the Washington Examiner talking about the debate. And I want Coach to be involved in that, too. Coach, we're just talking about the landscape, you know, of the conversation and how this 21st century, you know, dialogue has just been overwhelmed and overcooked, and we're missing, you know, some of the vital, important aspects of this election and what these candidates have to offer. What do you say?
Well, I think that, first, you're correct in that this is as much a byproduct of a faulty system as anything else. I don't understand how somebody could think that the system of asking these gotcha questions from particular, you know, for particular candidates to answer advances anything. I don't know why they don't say, listen, this is the question. We have just seen, and this is true, we have just seen the third quarter GDP go down to 0.7 again. They've snuck in another reduction in the numbers.
Right.
What is your response? And we go to each candidate. That's all. Not Mr. Trump said this, or, you know, Mr. Paul, do you recognize this quote? It came from Mr. Bush about you. That, you're right. That doesn't bring us anywhere.
Well, you know, when I got back from Israel last week, I was in New York, and New York was being carpet bombed with Jeb Bush ads, millions of dollars, beating down Marco Rubio. And I'm going, why doesn't Jeb Bush spend the time talking about his ideas and how he would advance the cause and get America back on track again? You know, beating up Marco Rubio, I mean, I understand there's probably some political strategy to that, but more and more what I'm hearing, Coach, is America is getting fed up with that. We want to hear why. We don't want to hear about, like you say, all this other food fight, juvenile stuff, and, you know, that is, in the long run, is inconsequential, and I think cheapens their personalities in the process.
Well, yeah. That's a very good point. But what that is old rules for campaigning that are being followed by people who don't understand and don't want to learn and probably couldn't learn on such a sharp learning curve the new rules that Trump is laying down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why, Coach, and this is why I believe a lot of the voters check out and say, you know, these guys, they're knuckleheads. I don't want to be involved with it anymore. So they disengage from the process. And more than ever, we need people engaged. We need all hands on deck. We need more people participating. This is why, for me, I like Trump being in it, because he spread out the tent pegs. We got people talking about issues in our government that heretofore have just been, you know, as Scott and Shane were talking about, they've just put their heads in the sand and they're brain bruised. They're tired of talking about the same old thing, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's immigration, whether it's the refugee situation, whether it's Iran. Our government continues to do the same thing, and meanwhile, we're more vulnerable than we've ever been.
Right, right. And think about this. Without absent Trump for the whole campaign, these seven debates would be about global warming, Social Security, and the hottest topic would maybe be Common Core.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Coach. Coach, stay with us. We got David Drucker from the Washington Examiner coming. We're going to talk about last night's debate, and I want to get your opinion and involved in that conversation as well. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional...
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way,
I kind of miss Donald Trump. He was a little teddy bear to me.
I've had more 2 a.m. phone calls than everybody here put together.
If you guys say ask one more mean question, I may have to leave the stage.
If what Bill Clinton did with a 22-year-old, 21-year-old intern in their office, they would be fired. They would never be hired again.
We are not going to round up and deport 12 million people, but we're not going to go around handing out citizenship cards either.
I'm kind of confused because he was the sponsor of the Gang of Eight bill that did require a bunch of thresholds, but it ultimately allowed for citizenship.
I feel like I need a Washington to English dictionary converter. All right, stop the Washington Bull and let's get things done.
Well, that kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Little highlights, little jabs in there from last night's the number 7th GOP debate, this one without Trump. Coach, still waiting, for the numbers. Did you see any numbers yet in what they were able to get in terms of viewership?
Yes, they went down to the second lowest in the cycle.
Wow.
The more concrete numbers, let me see it. They're talking 11 million to 13 million.
Well, okay, that's less $10 million without Trump. So
yeah.
as expected, I wanted to see the empirical evidence. We knew that that would happen, that it would drop off. It definitely gave these candidates an opportunity without, as Megyn Kelly called it, the gorilla in the room, gave them some a little bit more room. Although Ben Carson didn't get a chance to talk much last night, did he?
It didn't seem so. I had an interesting phone call during the week from a Washington insider, a friend of mine, very well placed. I won't use his name, just trust me. And he was a little bit up in the air about where to go, though he was leaning towards Trump, and he wanted my insight into it. And he agreed, and I think our listeners will agree, that the key here is who can stand up to what we all know is called the treatment. And it seemed last night that this was a master stroke for Trump by leaving the field open and, in effect, saying, okay, somebody's going to get the treatment here. Let's see who can take the treatment.
Right.
And by all accounts, it didn't seem like Ted Cruz really shined in terms of dealing with the treatment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the other thing, I thought you were going to refer to this, and that is the economic impact that Trump not being there is going to have on Fox. I mean, this had to cost them some revenue, and I'm sure their advertisers said, hey, without Trump, we're going to get a different rate. It's going to be, the Trump-less factor, and that's going to be the rates for any of the ads that ran during the debate.
Yeah, sure. And, these people are in the tank for the Fox. I believe this is in the tank for the establishment. They're partially owned by a Saudi prince. Their house pet seems to be Marco Rubio. And when the rubber hits the road, as it did last night, it's hard to escape those facts, because right afterward, wasn't it that Fox was trumpeting Marco Rubio immediately as a big winner, and yet by the public polls, once again, he was way back in the pack. And of course, you saw the numbers from the Drudge poll. What ridiculous!
You and I talked about that last week, and I talked with several DC Beltway types, and they were surprised. And I said, give it all the breath you want to, in terms of that it was, it's a conservative publication. This is a snapshot. But Bernie Sanders, number two. So Bernie Sanders being number two, Trump number one, far and away. But Hillary Clinton, less than 1%, coach, on that snapshot poll. That's pretty telling.
Yeah, stunning. She couldn't even get her supporters to figure out how to beat the system and jack up the numbers for her, because they weren't interested. All
exactly.
of them were down the street doing it in their mom's basement for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. And then, for Hillary, we're not even dealing with Coach. I don't know. Have you had a chance to see 13 Hours yet?
Yes, I did see it.
Okay, I got to tell you, when we were there, and I mentioned it to the guys earlier in the week, I think I saw it over the weekend, and there was a woman that could not contain herself, Coach. She just started screaming at the big screen, screaming at it, damn you, Hillary Clinton, damn you, Barack Obama. I mean, these are Americans who are dying, and you just abandoned them. I know Michael Bay purposely stayed away from any political angle, but by virtue of staying away from it, he pronounced it, I believe, all the more, and there was unsettlement there. Not everybody applauded, the woman's comments. A couple people said amen, but it's a very disturbing movie that, that's going to get pinned on somebody, and you can't pin it on anybody else but Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and I'm surprised that it's not having more rumblings. Maybe the mainstream media is doing everything they can to squash any kind of general sentiment on that movie.
Well, yeah, I went with Lady Jane and a friend of mine for many years. And in the lobby when we were walking out, I met another friend. and we had a quick discussion about it, and my Ray Jess response was, I don't really care what explanation or what fairy tale or lie anybody tells me about why no help came. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it's not the truth. I don't even want to listen to it, because mm-hmm. there is nothing but a lie that you can respond to that with. Those men were placed in danger. They died because of the ineptitude and bungling at best. And I'm being very kind.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, it's more diabolical than that, Coach, and I thought you brought it down perfectly. The bottom line is they did not get help.
Right.
I don't care what the political angle is, like you
right.
say, whether
yeah.
or not they were gun running, what they were hiding, the Turkish ambassador, all this other nuance that goes with it. It's like, look, you had Americans in danger. You had an opportunity to help them out. And Leon Panetta, how dare you tell the people that we just didn't have enough time? It was 13 hours. We had an F-16, didn't we? F-16 was less than, an hour away?
Sure,
that could have been there.
In Italy.
Yeah, and we had, and according to the movie, I don't know this to be fact, Coach, but according to the movie, there was a drone with eyes on the situation throughout the entire ordeal.
Yeah, and other black ops, groups that had just, soaked into the woodwork in close proximity and could have been brought to life and sent there to help out. And the thing is, they had the weapons. They had, look, just consider the waves and waves of attackers that were killed in the battlefield. And all they needed was maybe another 25 guys, a platoon. And,
right.
And that's it.
Yes.
A platoon from Paris Island.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
could have done the job.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's an absolute shame that we lost good men in the process. And Coach, if it wasn't for those six guys disobeying the CIA chief there and going and being proactive and doing what they've been designed to do, what is in their very instinct to do, and that is to protect lives, those other 30 some people that got out, they'd have been part of the carnage as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It would have been much worse. Although it was worse, it's bad enough.
Well, Coach Kevin Collins is with us. We've got more from Coach on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're going to talk about this rumor that's been bumbling around in New York about Bloomberg possibly considering a third party. Oh, really? Oh, well, yeah, that ought to be a fun conversation. You got to stay with us. For more information on the show, it's BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. There's no political correctness here. If we're going to deal with the truth, we got to deal with it. Sometimes it's a little bit indelicate because the truth can hurt. It's just the nature, especially if you've been living the lie.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. You'll handle my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you lead, I follow. Just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're now coming to you in over 270 markets across this country and also shortwave around the world. Bill Martinez Live airs Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Our conversation continues with Coach Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin. He's a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, always appreciate your perspective, and I want to remind everybody you can go to his website at coachesright.com as well to stay in the flow of the know and to keep the conversation going. Coach, recently you wrote an article about you just don't care what the National Review has to say. I want you to break that down. You said it in harsher words, so excuse my transliteration of your language here, but obviously you're very passionate about the conflict you have with the National Review.
Sure. I said I don't give a damn what the National Review thinks. The thing that struck me is the fact that I am on between 6 and 8 hours a day to stay on top of what's going on. And to tell you the truth, not even all of those names on that list were familiar to me. So I thought to myself, boy, you must be really super duper inside people if a pretty much of a wonk like me doesn't know who you are. The mm-hmm. one name that did disappoint me was Ed Meese, whom I have a personal acquaintance with. I like him very much. That was one of the topics of discussion with the Washington insider that I spoke to the other day. We both have Ed as a mutual friend. But, you know, look, overall, demanding conservative purity at a time when our lives are inflamed and the vicious anti-American in the White House is fanning these flames. Mm-hmm. We don't have time for that stuff. They are demanding that the deck chairs on the Titanic be rearranged constantly so they're nice and straight as the ship is going down. You know, please just get out of the way and let people who understand we have clear and present danger on one side and we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to straighten things out on the other side. So just don't tell me about some of these other candidates that have these are the same people that gave us all of these losing Republicans from Tom Dewey right up to Mitt Romney. You know, I said, look, I want a president who will be feared, yes, feared, in the same way Richard Nixon was feared. I want a president who will actually speak clearly and not hide behind some rubric of the Plain Talk Express. What a bunch of nonsense that was with McCain. Plain Talk Express. He wouldn't even allow his campaign staff to mention Barack Hussein Obama's middle name. So, I mean, what I'm saying and what I said in his thesis, like, I'm sorry, I don't want any more of that. I don't.
You know when somebody says to you, hey, I'm telling you the truth. What, like before you were telling me the lie? I mean, what is it? I mean, you know, like the Plain Truth Express or Plain, you know, that kind of deal. It's like, you know, when they have to say that,
right?
You know, it's like, what? Who are you trying to sell? Who you want? You know, who do you want to believe that? Me or you? You know, and that's what I found out is that if you are, you don't have to tout it, right?
Sure. You know, them's that are doing it ain't saying. Them's that are saying ain't doing it.
Yes.
Well, wasn't it true that every single country around the world that had the word democratic in
were the least democratic? Yeah, exactly.
Democratic. Yeah. So that's it, Bill. I just said, listen, I don't know who you people are, but now you have insulted me and you've insulted millions of conservatives. And, you know, my readership is like a family. And I know that the vast majority of my readers are Trump people. And and I wanted to step up to bat for them and say what I'm sure that they felt.
Right. Well, you know, it's taken a while to turn the corner. I mean, initially, Coach, as you and I have had this discussion, you couldn't talk about Trump in the public square because, you know, people think, well, you know, you got tinfoil on your head. You're a conspiratist.
Right.
You know, he's a birther. All these disqualifying measures. But after it's all said and done, here he is. He's leading the pack. He's the number one guy.
Yes.
And so even it was interesting because even when I was in Israel, that was the number one question. What do you think about Trump? You know, they're absolutely intrigued. And I think that I got to tell you, the Arabs are nervous. And it reminds me of the Ronald Reagan campaign, how Iran got nervous. I say that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. As again, people don't remember that one of the gems that came out of the fall of the Soviet Union was that they admitted that they were terrified of Nixon. They never knew what Nixon was up to and what he might do. Now, he made mistakes, and there's no doubt about that. But there was nothing wrong with having our enemies terrified of our leader instead
exactly.
of laughing at him, as happens now.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think, Coach, that's what set up Ronald Reagan was what Nixon did.
Yes. Yep, and the fact, and another thing, you know, these comparisons, people are like these purists, their heads are exploding. Don't you dare compare Trump to Ronald Reagan. Well, remember in Reykjavik, when Reagan just got up for that's it, no, and get the car, Michael. He's talking to Michael Reagan. We're leaving.
Right.
And, just a minute. We'll talk. Yeah. So that's the type of leader that you need.
Well, they need to listen a little bit. You know, we need some Kenny Rogers music. You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. It's all part of the art of the deal. Trump knows it better than anybody.
Yeah.
And the thing is about it, what people don't understand, is the deal transcends all language. The deal is still the deal.
Yes.
And regardless of what language you speak, you still need the deal. And he knows how to ferret out. He knows how to qualify the players in such a way that you're not going to get hammered like they have in Israel here, where Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to negotiate with the Palestinians, and the Palestinians have nothing to negotiate with. Because with them, it's all or nothing. It's 100%, because they've been indoctrinated, their coach, to say that if anybody gives up any ground to the Jews whatsoever, they are worthy of one thing, and that is death. So what Palestinian leader is going to even budge, even though Benjamin Netanyahu has offered 97.5% of what they wanted? They say absolutely not, because they know, and this was all set into play by Arafat. Arafat put out the narrative, and they've been holding on to that ever since. So really, it's like, how do you flat out, and Bibi Netanyahu has said this time and again to this president, to this country, how do you negotiate with somebody who wants you dead? What is there to negotiate at that point? How you're going to die?
Quote, the great quote from Golda Meir that there'll only be peace when the Arabs love their children more than they hate the Jews.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Now you want to John Bloomberg?
Yes. Yeah, let's talk Bloomberg. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have about 2 minutes left. So, when I heard that, coach, I just thought, you got to be kidding me. This is a man with more money than sense.
It's coming from jealousy. Nothing else. I mean, they're in the same town, so Bloomberg's eyes are green. But there is genuine danger in a Bloomberg candidacy for America. Let me explain. If as I think, it will be Sanders or somebody equally as noxious. I see Trump doing about 55%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that leaves a big chunk of other votes. I see the Democrat candidate, just by accident, gets 35%. Mm-hmm. Now, 2% go to the fringe of both sides, Green Party, whatever. And that leaves about 8% that Bloomberg can pick up. Well, of course, that's not any danger to Trump. But here's where the danger lies for America in that. That those people, 95% of that group of Bloomberg voters, will be coming directly out of the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm.
They ordinarily would not be there. Let me explain. I saw an enthusiasm poll that showed 50% of Democrats are enthusiastic about voting. 70% of Republicans are enthusiastic about voting. Okay, so it's fair to say that those people wouldn't even be there. But here's the problem. When they are there voting for Bloomberg, they will pull the lever for down-ballot Democrats, which makes the local impact that they win the Senate back.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right, Coach. This could be very dangerous, no doubt about it. Coach Kevin Collins, the conversation will continue. Go to his website, coachesright.com. That is a wrap for us. We will see you next week right here on the SDG GCN Radio Network. It is 2 minutes before the top of the hour. Have yourself a great weekend, America.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.